Blog Talk Radio.
We are the world.
Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
From this time forth and forevermore, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised.
Amen.
The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is likened unto the Lord, our God, who dwelleth on high, who humbleth himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in earth? He praises, he raises up the poor out of the dust, and lifteth the needy out of the dunghill.
Mm-hmm.
That he may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people.
Mm-hmm.
He maketh the barren woman to keep house.
Yes.
And to be joyful mother of children.
Mm-hmm.
Praise ye the Lord.
Praise ye the Lord. This morning I want to say this.
Yes.
He said that he will bring you out of the dunghill.
Yes.
Out of your mess. And set you in a place.
Yes.
And I want to tell you that right now that God is uplifting us in the spite of the storms and the flood.
Yes.
God is getting ready to carry us to another level.
Yes.
Whatever you're going through, go through it this morning.
Yes.
Because God is a healer.
Yes.
And a deliverer.
Thank you, Lord.
And David said that he lifted me up because he over everything.
Yes.
He looked down and picked you up where you can't get up.
Yes, Lord.
The doctor said you can't get well, but God said different. He said, I control the universe.
Yes.
And if God controls the universe today, I want you to know that he will lift you up and carry you to a safe place.
Yes.
He will carry you to a place of rest.
Yes, Lord.
Where you won't have to deal with the day-to-day operation.
Thank you, Lord.
You won't have to deal with ups and downs because he said that I am God of Abraham and the God of Jacob.
Yes.
And I want you to know whatever you might be going through.
Yes,
get ready for a miracle breakthrough.
Yes.
Get ready for right now where you sit. Your present state going to change in 2014, 2015, 2016. Get ready for a breakthrough.
Yes.
Get ready to name your healing.
Yeah.
Get ready to name your deliverer, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Get ready to say all is well.
Yeah.
I need somebody to say to me, Bishop, all is well. As I go through things, I can see things are working for you, because you know that God set high and look low.
Yeah.
And he's bringing you up out the dunghill of dust and mess. He bring you out of all this confusion, witchcraft, sickness, and all the things that's going on around the world.
Yeah.
So God is about to lift you up. This morning, it reminds me of the prodigal son. As he went out and rotted living and spent all his money,
yes,
he come to himself,
yes,
found himself in a hog pen,
yes,
and looked around and said, wait a minute, I come to myself.
Thank you, Lord.
Because I know I don't supposed to be in this condition. I want to tell you, you don't supposed to be in the condition you're in.
Yes.
When you come to yourself,
thank
you're going to raise up and say, enough is enough.
Yes.
Oh, y'all ain't going to pray with me.
Thank
but
you.
As we go on the day, he looked around and said, I'm in the hog pen with the hogs.
Yes.
Let me paraphrase a little bit for you. You are there hungry.
Thank
you're there ain't got no job.
Thank
you're there where all kind of rotten living is going on and you're accepting it.
Thank
you, Lord. I want you to come to your senses this evening. I want you to come to your senses this morning.
Yes.
I want you to come to your senses. I need to get up and get out and go to the Creator.
Yes.
Who made me.
Thank you.
I'm talking about Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end.
Yeah.
And when this young man came to himself, he dusted himself off and pulled what little rags he had up. So I'm going home.
Yeah.
I'm going home.
Thank you, Lord.
To my Father.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going back.
Yeah.
To where Jesus. I'm going back to where food.
Yes.
I'm going back where I can be healed. I'm going back where I can come off of dope, alcohol, and drugs. I'm going back where I got a peace of mind. Somebody, young man, you need to come back.
Yes.
Young woman, you need to come back.
Yes.
Somebody need to come back to Jesus.
Yes.
You've been in the whole pen too long. You've been down too long. You've been suffering too long. You ought to come on back. As I'm coming back to Jesus, I can imagine in my eye, the young man got ready, and he began to walk down that long corridor, and looking, you know, way made down south, they got big homes, and you can see for miles when you get on the property. When the young man got on his father's property, he felt a little bit better, because he was aching, he was with pain, and cancer set in, sickness set in because he was too long in the hog pen. He was too long suffering. But when you make your mind up that you're going to rebuke cancer, TB, tuberculosis, cataract and tumor, this man comes, this young man says, I'm coming to myself. As he began to walk up, if you ain't going to pray with me, but if you walk down with me, as he began to walk on the property, when he get ready to walk on the estate, he began to feel a little better. Look like he hold his head up and say, look, I'm on my father's property. I'm on the land that I own. Oh, y'all ain't going to pray with me.
Thank you, Jesus.
Woo!
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
God is just good. We're going to have Brother Faden to pray for you.
Yes, Lord.
As he prayed this morning.
Well, Father, we come once again, oh God, looking and have mercy upon us.
Yes, yes.
Oh God, before I go any further in this prayer.
Yes.
Oh God, I may have spoke wrong. I may have talked wrong. May have sinned and come short.
Yes.
But I ask you to forgive me and love my soul freely.
Yes.
Yeah.
Lord, let this prayer be the one that reach you. Let it be the one that you listen to.
Yeah.
Because God, this world is in a bad shape.
Yes.
The people's on watch, contrary, don't want to do right. don't want to treat each other right. Yes. Oh, have mercy this evening. God, we can see somebody hungry. We won't even stop and give them no bread. And that ain't the way that you set this world to be. You said, love ye one another. Now, that's like, I have loved you. We have come short this morning. Now, but I know you're able, and I believe that you will. Now, yes. See about us down here. Now, we are strangers a long way from home.
Yes.
Friends are few. But enemies all around. But oh God, this morning, I know you're able.
Yes.
And I believe that you will. See us through this evening. God, have mercy this evening. Because, Jesus, we need you one for one.
Need you.
Lord Jesus, somebody daughter's in on the comb. Somebody son is on the
hallelujah.
Oh Lord, you see it. I know you're able. Good God Almighty. Now, Jesus, my rock. My where is land. My bread. In a starving land. My water. In dry places. I love to call you. Your name do something for me. It satisfy my soul. But now, Lord.
Now, Lord.
I gotta come off this battlefield.
Can't
tell the world no more. You'll see me somewhere in the kingdom. Well, I can give you 90 bread. I'm sorry.
God bless you.
Thank
today,
you.
Today, wherever you're at.
Thank you.
And we thank you, Deacon Payton.
Yes.
We thank you, Mother Payton, right here in Chicago.
Thank you, Lord.
And I want to let you know, 2014 is a winning year.
Yes,
2015,
Lord.
You're going to be around.
Thank you, Lord.
I want you to know 2016, God got you back.
Yes.
But I want you to get ready for your next walk with God.
Yes, Lord.
I want you to get ready for God to open up the door for you.
Yes.
I want you to get ready for God to, for 2020, God brought the virus. 2020 diseases. 22, he's going to bring out lies been covered up so much. This month, the angel B-A-R-C-H-S Gabriel was the angel of January. Mike is the angel of March. I want you to line your angels up. I want you to get ready for God to bless you tonight. I just feel that God have a blessing with your name on it. I don't want you, and I was telling the young lady earlier, God didn't give you a spirit of fear. God gave you a spirit of truth and understanding. Some of you is afraid and you won't stand up. God didn't give you Timothy 1 and 7. God have not given us the spirit of fear, but power, love, strong mind. That's what God gives you. Don't believe it, read 2 Timothy 1 and 7. Some of you have been weak because you let evil. You've been weak because you won't tell the truth. I'm praying for you, Net. Call me, Net. I look in the spirit, and I seen who got your money. But God gonna take care of that. Thank you, Candy. See, the wages of sin is death, the gift of God, eternal life. Sometimes you have to let go and let God. I want you to read Psalm 59, just for everybody. Exodus 23 and 20, an angel will come to you. You listen to what the angel said, where you can be blessed. In my prophecy, floods, tornadoes, earthquakes. They just had a tornado in Alabama. Right now in Houston, Dallas, right now they're under an ice storm.
from Memphis all the way to Texas. God is trying to get your attention. Murder in Chicago, murder out in Vietnam, murder is murder. God calling for peace all over the world. I want you to get ready for March, February to bring you a great financial overflow. Let me say that. $1 trillion flow for you. Our buying power is $7.6 trillion right now. And I want God to give you that new home debt-free, that new car debt-free. Everything, I'm praying tonight for you to become debt-free. But Lucy, you can't go to the mall every day, Janice and Lucy. You got to come out the mall and save your money. Who can do spend all the money? Because they don't obey. I just feel that God has been opening up a door for you. I feel very anointed that God got what you need. You say you need some money? No problem. Say you need healing? No problem. You say you need a new heart, new liver? No problem. Let go tonight and let God. God got what you need. He got what you want. But how bad do you want it? I say, where my bell at? I just run that bell because somebody got doubt in themselves. I want to tell a young lady, I prayed for your house to get refinanced. He got refinanced. And your note went down. I'm praying for you, young lady, to fix your house up. You might not can go around, but I just feel you're going to take another trip down in Arkansas and take care of that. I'm praying tonight for those that lost loved ones, mama, sister, brother. There's no sorrow on earth for everything that heal. They was telling me about the death of the great singer, mother. They're going to have a funeral on Saturday. They have a funeral over at this church. And I think it's Sunday. I have a good one it is. Somebody call, let me know about the funeral. There's no sorrow that ever cannot heal. I want to tell you tonight, I don't know, I might be your prophet tonight, I don't know. Somebody need a word from God. I want to give you a word through the Bible tonight. Maybe you'll read it when I say it's coming out the Bible. I want to say this to each and every one of you. This is a new month. And I want you to plant a seed to this ministry. I want you to, if you've got a need, some of you got needs you don't even know about, mental needs, physical needs, I want you to get ready for God to bless you. In the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I do invoke and call all spirits of the Almighty God, and the angels, Michael, Raphael, Bobby, and all the angels. I want you to receive the financial covenant of God, Exodus 23 and 20. Pearl, I'm praying for you. There's no sorrow in heaven cannot heal. And Pearl, I want to say to you, God has opened up a door for you. You don't let nobody close that door. God wants you to do something, I'm going to tell you, thank you. I want you to get ready to read Revelation chapter 13, verse 2. Revelation chapter 13, verse 2, Genesis 12 and 7. I want you tonight to understand the word of God. We're going into a month of witchcraft and evil. This is Black History Month. Think about Black history. I think about Jesus on the cross. I think about Mother Mary, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They were Black. But they rewrote the Bible and made them white. But I want to bring it out that all, when you read the Bible, you're talking about Black folks. Abraham, Isaac, Moses, Jacob, Black folks. Jesus, Black. If Jesus, Black, his mama, Black. And the Holy Ghost is Black. Hello, y'all. Ain't like a bitch too Black now. What y'all say. I want you to understand tonight the healing spirit. Ezekiel was in the valley of the dry bones. And the question is, with Ezekiel, can these bones live? The question with you tonight, can you rise out of what you're in? I rebuke the dope, the alcohol, the drugs. More people die, not of COVID. Not a gunshot. Most people die of on dope. We got a drug nation, Calvin. We got a drug nation. Most of our young folks on drugs. Cocaine, crack, glue, all of that. That's the devil handbook. But Goldberg, I want to say this. Whoopi said Hitler was evil. She didn't lie. He was evil and racist, and he killed 6 million Jews. The white man was even racist. He killed 100 million Blacks. They didn't put them in the concentration camp and burn them. They threw them in the river. They was in the boat. Six million Jews were in concentration camp. 100 million Blacks was on the ship. They died and they throw them overboard. But when you talk about Hitler, you got to talk about the white boy that did the same thing and ain't repented. Oh, y'all ain't liking me. Now, what history? Go to Tulsa, Oklahoma, Black Wall Street. They killed all the people and took the name and carried to New York, called it Wall Street. Black Wall Street come out of Oklahoma, where they killed 300 Blacks they could count, but they killed more than that and buried them in a grave. It took 100 years for Blacks to believe that white folks did that. Jealousy, hate, and envy. So when you put, when the Jews said never again, Blacks got to say never again where I'll be a slave. Before I be a slave, I'll be buried in my grave and go home to my God. Y'all know that song? Before I be a slave. I was proud when I was singing that song when I was coming up. But now our young folks don't want to sing songs. They want to cuss them out and shoot in the head. That's the kind of sickness that we got going on in America. That women can't walk to the store without getting robbed or raped. Can't drive a car. Somebody put a pistol, give me the car. That's the kind of evil, the backlash of the civil rights movement is construction and evil. And everybody getting a dollar for themselves. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., God bless his soul, was for everybody. Malcolm X was for everybody. Mahatma Gandhi was for his folks. Marcus Garvey was for Black folks to wake up. Oh, I got that. I got, here I go. Marcus Garvey, Malcolm X, and Dr. Martin Luther King, those are the original leadership of the movement. Now, when you talk about Harriet Tubman and all the other folks, that's good. But the head of the movement were Marcus Garvey, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, Dr. Emil Sartin. Other giants were named, were called out. But tonight, I want to give you a word for the month, second month of the year. And I want you to get ready to go to the next level. Mary, I hope you read the covenant, God covenant, God financial covenant. I want you to reread it too, Mary. I want you to reread that. I don't know, did you get it, Mother Duke? Call me and I'll make sure you get it. And if you didn't get it, Pat, I want you to get it. I want each person that come on this radio show, we on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. We on from 9 to 10 every day, every night. And we always bring something new to the table for you. We're talking about Revelation 22. Verse 1, 2, and 3. When you read that, that's a blessing for you to get ready to get your help together. Proverbs 22, 1, 2, and 3. St. Luke 8 and 22. I want you to get ready for God to take over your business. Exodus 14, 14. Stand back and let God work for you. The reason things don't work for you, you're trying to do your own thing. I don't care where you're at. Okay, how many jobs you got? God is still in control. God is still setting them down, picking them up. He rules and super rules. He is divine. And I want them, you tonight that's coming on this show that needs some counseling. I don't think you're ready to kill yourself because that's a sign of witchcraft. And God ain't through with you and what he wants for you and what he wants you to get. I'm praying for the mother, the lost children, the daddy, the lost son. Somebody lost a mother, sister, brother, daddy, lost a loved one. I'm going to pray tonight. Don't forget, Sister Lisa is doing divine tax. I got to give you a number. She says she's busy right now. But if you want your tax deed right, Sister Lisa do divine tax. That means that she pray. She going to give you the best money you can get. And it's going to be clean. See, a lot of people on their way to jail, they took them PE loans, they lied. When you lie on that paper, you lied to the government. So when they run and track you down, they kind of busy right now. But going into March, I think people will start getting arrested. You know, you lied, the bank, the money come through the bank. So you can't lie, you didn't get it because the bank got a record. Got a record how you spent the money, how you got it. And some of you got it all out at once. Some of you don't check for it. But God getting ready to reveal and open things up them that stole the money. I'm praying for you, Sister Kim. All is well. The Spirit of the Lord is in this place. Spirit of the Lord is opening up a door for them that need a breakthrough in 2022. And I see 2022 being a year of bringing truth out. They've been covering up and lying. And what I'm saying tonight, The kingdom of God is at hand. God's word is still real. And if you just acknowledge God, God will guide you through the thing. I prophesied a couple of months ago, police were going to get shot. So many getting shot now until they make a treaty. Until they sit down and do something with these young folks for a job, who are trying to help them. That's what got to happen. You know, here's a police shoot a guy 16 times. Think he do a year and a half, he out. Good behavior. The federal government didn't try to prosecute him or nothing. They let him go free. He shot a little boy 16 times. When he was on the ground, he stood and shooting. 16 shots. That's a lot of shots. You know, an elephant, not that much. And in Tuscaloosa, Oklahoma, they found people shot in the head, laid on the fence because of evil. Hitler killed 6 million Jews. He was evil and he was racist. In Tuscaloosa, Oklahoma, they were evil and they were racist. White folks. See, when you holler about the Jews, look at what white folks did to blacks. We're not holding on. The Jews still holding on. They still holding on. Saying, don't forget. Nobody shouldn't forget when evil is put up on them. When somebody raped their mother, their father, their children, broke their families up. Trump broke up a lot of families. Biden's trying to put them together, but it's hard to find when you took somebody's kids and sold them. So we're going through a change, people. 2022 is a physical change, mental change, and a spiritual change. I say. Cross over with the ancestors. They saying that that would be an awakening to everybody in the world. If something going to happen, the whole world going to see it at the same time. That's prophecy. My prophecy was the UFO, sighting UFOs, and a lady called me that she thinks she seen one the other morning when she got up to get the snow off her car. But it's going to be a mass crowd of people being able to see what all see. I'm praying for you, Dr. Herman Brightstar. I'm praying for you. Mother Frances down in New Orleans, God bless you, and Algiers. God bless you. Pastor Rose Edward in Monroe. And I'm praying for Joe and Sister Lisa. God bless y'all tonight. There's no sorrow and rip that heaven cannot heal. Now, I'm going to, I see your hands up 30-30. Now, what you want? Let me see what you want. Oh, what is your scripture? Your scripture is 45, 25, and 51. That's for you. What it means, for you to read it, because in them scriptures I'm giving out tonight, is a divine word in it for you. If you don't find your word, you didn't read the scripture properly, because I'm giving you the scripture by the Spirit. I'm giving you the scripture that God told me to give you, so it's a blessing for you. 53:50, Psalm 44, Psalms 9, and Psalms 21. Thank you. 30:84. The Spirit told me, Exodus 14:14. I ain't finished with you. Psalm 38 and Psalms 19 and 22. Thank you, kind Spirit. Now I'm going to, this is your prophecy tonight. 0598, Psalm 26:38, and Psalm 1. Thank you, kind Spirit. 41:19, Psalm 40. Psalms 11 and Psalms 51. Thank you, kind Spirit. I'm going to you 91 41, Psalm 51, Psalm 37, and Psalm 109, God's going to reveal something to you. And you be quiet and let God work it out. And you read tonight, Exodus 14, 14. Now, we're into a new month. Everybody read Psalm 119, east, west, north, and south. I want you to decree what you want God to do for you. Now, some of you need to plant a seed. See, when you got a need, you plant a seed. So once you see, let me go to my post office box, 289097, Chicago, Illinois, 60628. Or go to my website, thecedarabraham.com. Go down, you see my picture, and you can make a donation, whatever you want to give. Because I just feel that this year, somebody going to be rich. And somebody that's been having an ailment for a couple of years, God's going to heal. It's going to go away. As I pray tonight, thank you, Mother Payton, for that reading, and Deacon Payton. Deacon Payton's here a little cold. He couldn't pray like he wanted to because he could also pray. I'm praying for you, Mary Collins, down in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. You come in my spirit. I'm praying for you. Lottie, I'm praying for you down in Woodville, Mississippi. Mary, I'm praying for you. Ripley, down in Natchez, Mississippi. I'm praying for you, Maurice, down in Birmingham, Alabama. Carrie in Colon, Alabama. I'm praying for you, Cicely, down in Maryville, Alabama, Montgomery. I'm praying for you in Mobile, Alabama. Joanne, for you. Joanne in Natchez, Mississippi. And I'm praying for Joanne in Greenville, Mississippi. I'm praying for you, Sister Bailey, in Greenwood, Mississippi. God bless you. Up in Las Vegas, California, I'm praying for you, Dr. Kurt, in Las Vegas, California. John 3:16, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And I want to tell you tonight, God is doing some things. Tell you tonight, God will open up a door, and that door will bless the angel on ship tonight, right now. Michael and Samuel is the angel on ship. Castiel, Samuel, and Michael. This is Thursday night, be on ship. At 12 o'clock tonight, Mary, Raphael is on ship. At 12 o'clock tonight, Raphael. And I just want you to know, there's a breakthrough coming quick, fast, and in a hurry. And Raphael will be back on ship Friday night, Friday morning at 1 o'clock night. Somebody needs prayer tonight. I'm praying for that chest area. Somebody just said can't rest. There's no sorrow on earth that heaven cannot heal. And I'm praying tonight for your breakthrough. Gary Wayne Anderson, I'm praying for you. Thank you for the call. Tina, I'm praying for you. Dee Dee, I'm praying for you tonight. Little Bit, I'm praying for you. Sister Yvonne, down in Yazoo City. Mother Love, I'm praying for you tonight. I want you to get ready for a breakthrough. And I want you, Mary, I don't know if you get this here. Acts 19, verse 11 and 12. That'd be a blessing for you. I want you to get ready. Dr. Gibson, give me a call out of Las Vegas. Mary Scott, I'm praying for you tonight. I'm praying for you. Eunice, I'm praying for you. Ashe. I'm praying much for you. Betty, I'm praying for you. God is able. Somebody lights off tonight. Somebody ain't got no heat. Somebody ain't got nowhere to stay. But as I pray, God gonna change some things around. As I pray, God gonna open some doors up for many of you. I want you to get ready for God to do something special. As I pray tonight, I pray with the power of the Holy Ghost. Satan, lose your hope. Thank you.
Father. Open eyes that we may
this hour. Bless those that listen, those that got problems. God, let your healing angel wrap you. Father God, we come, touch every boy, every woman, every man. Those are homeless, those have no food, those locked up. God, we ask you to give those jobs and freedom. God of Abraham, the God of Jacob, I say the Almighty God. We ask for total deliverance. Forgive us of our sin, what we might see. Amen.
Open eyes that we may thank you.
we go, we want to take back things that happened. But I want you to focus tonight on what you want God to do for you. And I want to pray, Father, open our eyes again, because I want you to focus on your eyes being open to your healing, your eyes being open to what's going on.
Open eyes that we may
Houston and the Georgia Mass Choir.
I love the Lord. He heard my cry. I'll hasten to his throne.